Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. Here is the fourth update with Kevin Fort. Kevin called me today to bring me up to date on all the great things that were happening. I have to tell you that some people would call Kevin lucky, but we all know that if you're out there doing the things you need to do, you're going to get lucky, but certainly luck had nothing to do with Kevin's potential success. I'd like you to listen in. You can get a realistic idea of what it's like out there trying to build your consulting practice, and Kevin has done some very smart things to leverage his practice. You're going to hear about workshops that he has set up and a powerful joint venture endorsed mailing that is going out today. So keep listening, and if you have any other questions, please give us a call. When you called me a couple weeks ago and you said, I got my first client, and that was that chiropractor.
Correct.
You were going to get back to him. Take me back to that. You had left him. You thought it was going to go good. And what happened after that? How did you end up getting him?
It was a Friday morning. I was on a job for one of my other companies, and he put the phone call in to me and said that him and his wife had talked about it and wanted to know if I would be willing to give him a discount if he paid for a couple of the projects up front. So we went through the negotiation process, and we were able to come to agreeable terms with each other. So we went ahead and scheduled his appointment to start Project 1 the following Monday.
How much did he negotiate down? What did you quote him?
I quoted him originally $775 per project, and he just wanted to know if he paid for the first three projects up front, if I would do it for $700 per project.
How did you feel when you got that first project?
I felt extremely excited and almost overwhelmed.
Okay. So you see, you did it. It's just the first one. And it's getting that first one, and now you've probably got a little more confidence in the whole thing, don't you?
Yeah.
Now it's crunch time. You got the project, and then you had to set up a meeting with him and get prepared for that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you set the meeting up. How many days away was that?
Gave him the weekend. His wife wanted to be a part of it because she's part owner in the business, so I said that was excellent. Any decision makers need to be there. Anybody that's involved with it, since he doesn't have any employees, he relies on his wife to do a lot of the bookkeeping and scheduling and things like that for him. So she had to wait to get the kids to school, so we went ahead and just did it as a lunch meeting. And I told him, so the less distractions that we have, the better. So he was able to go in and turn his phones off, and we just went back into his office and did the meeting back in his office.
Great. Now, how did you prepare for that?
I did a little bit of research on the chiropractic industry, just trying to get some numbers together, just so that I was a little bit more educated on the industry. And then we went in and we just started walking all the way through the actual steps of Project 1. I went through a series of questions that I'd gotten out of the training manual and just led them through and just tried to get their perspective on what they felt was unique about their particular practice.
Did you come up with some good stuff?
I did. He's one of two guys in the state of Arizona that actually does manual compression trauma treatment for the spine. The only other one in the valley that does it is a computerized accident injury facility that's very high-tech. They generate a lot of sales using their computerized compression trauma treatment table that they have. But he's all hands-on. He still does it the manual way, and he's only one of two guys in the valley that does that.
Is that some specialized training he had to go through?
Yes. So, unfortunately, there's not a certified program that got him a certificate in that. The other guy that actually does it was his mentor.
Okay. How many patients has he done with procedures like that?
I would have to say probably about 150.
I would think that qualifies him as an expert.
Correct.
And what kind of patients come to him for this type of treatment?
These are types of patients that have degeneration within their spine or different areas throughout the pelvic area. Basically, what happens is if the bones are starting to rub too close together and the ligaments are gone, he basically puts you on a table and relieve those parts to have that room back in there.
That was definitely something unique. Did you find some other pretty interesting things about that?
What I found interesting about that was when he started describing it to me, it sounded like this was a perfect thing for sports enthusiasts, particularly with football season. So my first thought was how we can start marketing this to parents of high school football players with us getting into football season. Football players mainly because of the type of contact with the head on can cause a lot of problems with compression trauma. That's what that table was designed for, was to relieve the pain and things that those athletes are experiencing.
Was this the guy with the past customer list?
This is the gentleman with the massive past customer database.
The reason I ask that is, as a consultant, now you're talking about getting them all these new clients, but keep in mind we want to look at the hidden assets and increase the business where the old inactive past customers. That's going to be a lot easier. Getting them new clients on a whole different Mark, it's a great idea and a good thing to suggest, but then you may as well have a startup business. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. It's expensive. It's time-consuming.
All right, you've done that part, looking at what he felt like his unique things are. Did you talk to his employees? So that would be his wife, so you probably covered two parts of that in that one meeting.
That's correct.
How about his patients? Did you get a list of any patients of his?
I've got a list of about 75 of his patients. About 20 of those are active, and the remaining are inactive. I've started doing the calling. It's proven to be difficult to try and catch these people on the phone.
Did you catch any of them?
I've only managed to catch one of them.
Was he able to give you some feedback?
Absolutely. He stated that his service that he provided was one of the more gentle and holistic type of chiropractic approach that he's seen, but the fact was that they had moved out to a different city and it just required more for them to get out to his location.
You don't need to get back with every single one of them. Are you having a hard time developing the USP, or you have something you think that's pretty good?
That's actually my project today. I'm working all day today on his USP. I'm going to start looking into his competition today and tomorrow and figuring out what exactly his competition is doing and finding a way that we can set him apart from that.
And you got the DVDs that I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Have you gone through any of that stuff?
I have not had the opportunity yet.
Okay, no problem. Well, that sounds good. This is your first project and you're doing it. Anything else pan out with any of the other leads?
The gentleman that photographs the Harley Davidsons, it's looking like I may end up doing him as a contingency.
Okay.
I didn't want to go that route with him, but I know that there's absolutely no way that I could set him up as a regular client just because he can't afford the fees. So I looked at, just as a challenge for myself, I can set him up on a contingency basis and work with him when I have some spare time and just get the practice in.
Anything else?
I've developed a new contact, warm prospect, lady by the name of Lisa. She owns a data imaging company, a home-based business that she runs here in the Valley. Her target market is the real estate market, and she basically converts all of their paper files into electronic PDFs.
Okay, that's nice.
Have you heard of a group called Action International?
Yes, I have. They're another consulting opportunity.
Correct. She had actually started with them 2 days prior to my contact with her.
Doing consulting?
Uh-huh. Attending some of their seminars and things, and she said that a lot of the information was good that they were giving her. What she didn't like was the fact that all they were doing was giving her information or having her attend group sessions, and that it was up to her to go back and implement all this stuff on her own. So she said, I've already paid my fees to Action International, but she said, I understand what you're saying. You're obviously a lot more hands-on and willing to be here and walk me through these processes. So I know that she does want to go through 3 or 4 different projects, mainly the USP. She wants to figure out and learn that process. The database was a huge one for her because she's only been in business since January of this year, which I know is a little bit too mature for her USP project, but I figure we'll give it a shot. But the main thing is she wants to get a database in there and get a system down for referrals and follow-ups and things like that.
Did you take her through an opportunity analysis or just kind of got an idea just from talking?
I've gotten her halfway through the opportunity analysis, and then it was running a little late, and we had a scat. She had a PTA meeting. I had some things I had to take care of.
Are you going to hopefully get her as a paying client?
Yes.
Okay, great. How much did she invest in Action International? Do you know?
I don't know.
They're very expensive. I think it's like $40,000.
Really?
Yep. Ask her next time.
I'll have to do that. I went out and did a little research on Action International trying to get an idea of what she was paying these people. But obviously they're not listing their fees out there.
All right. That sounds good. You just got to go through the process for developing the USP. If at any time you want me to get Richard on, we could do a 3-way call. We don't have to do it now. But as you're progressing through this, if you're stumped or you're just having a hard time coming up with it, I could get Richard on the phone. We can hash it out and do another 3-way if you want.
Okay. You had mentioned that you have some information on a gentleman. His target market was the chiropractic industry. If I remember correctly, you said that was on HMA University?
Yeah. If you type in soap opera, it's a recording with a guy named Dr. Greg Nielsen. It's a great recording to listen to because it's a small chiropractor in a small town who does a ton of business. He's been using direct mail for reactivating old patients, keeping in contact with his patients, and he has a product of all his letters. It's called soap opera marketing letters. You've got to listen to this. And he sells all his letters and everything already done, already proven for like $100.
No way.
Yeah. Listen to that recording. That's in the HMA University too. And that'll be some actual letters that you can use and understand. You'll blow this guy away. I mean, this is proven stuff. It's called Population 2000 one-page letter equals 500,000 in sales. Here's an exclusive interview for the HMA consultants with with powerful proof to demonstrate the power of direct mailing. Dr. Greg Nielsen is a chiropractor in a small town in Wisconsin. For the past 20 years, he's been making a great living by marketing health services to his community of only 2,000 people. Dr. Nielsen was one of the lucky doctors who got with Dan Kennedy right out of chiropractic college and has never looked back. In fact, Dan Kennedy even stated in his recent newsletter, Dr. Nielsen does the best ads in the chiropractic profession. Much of Dr. Nielsen's advertising pushes the limits of what is considered professional in the chiropractor profession. However, he does get results. It is not uncommon for Dr. Nielsen to get between 20 and 30% response to his mailings, when most would be happy with a 2% response. Now let's find out why Dr. Nielsen is able to milk his mailing list like a cash cow and live to tell about it. I cut out a bunch of the history on how he got into the chiropractor business and got right into the part about the success of his letters and direct mail.
I'll definitely look at that. Great. Want to hear about everything else going on?
Tell me what else. Sure.
I went ahead and took yours and Richard's advice, and I tapped into my relationship with bookkeeping and accounting.
Okay. Now, was this the lady you had met? Did you do an endorsed mailing with her?
We're doing an endorsed mailing with her, and we've also scheduled a conference room for the 13th of this month. She just sent out her billing cycle for this month, 75 active clients on her database.
And did she send you the letter in there with it?
We sent the letter and the workshop invitation.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have a copy of that letter you could send me?
I absolutely do.
Good. Email it to me. So is it a simple letter, or did you write it up, or did she help you write it, or what?
I wrote it up. I just basically asked her if we could do something like this, and I told her what we wanted to do was just send a thank you to her clients for them doing business with them. And in the letter, I stated that bookkeeping had asked me to come in and provide a marketing workshop for their clients. They usually would charge $49.95 for the seminar. For customers only, I'm willing to offer that at a 50% discount, and then the thank you saying that they will cover the fees for the workshop.
So that went out to 75 of her clients right there in the Phoenix area?
Yes.
You'll hopefully be hearing some feedback soon. Are they calling you to reserve their spot or her?
They're calling me. On the letter, I provided both contact numbers so they can contact her or myself, and then on the workshop invitation that we've thrown in there, it had only my information.
What day is the seminar?
13th.
What day is that land on?
Tuesday.
No one knows for sure, but I think you're going to see the effectiveness of the endorsed letter. It's very powerful.
I'll be excited, even if we only get 10.
That would be wonderful. I mean, look, all you got to do is just go in and do a workshop, and the endorsement and the letter's already done. That's going to be exciting. You didn't cut any kind of a deal with her, did you, or did you?
I have not yet.
You're doing a deal. You're coming in there and providing a valuable workshop for her people. So don't feel like you have to cut her in on commissions of anyone, but if it's something she wants, just understand that you're already giving her a lot of value right now.
Right. Her and her business partner have already approached me and stated that they want to do this on a recurring basis for sales training and just any aspect of marketing and sales that I can help them with and help their clients with. And then I think we also cut a deal that in return for what I'm doing for them, since I'm not charging them for anything to do this for their clients, they're going to handle the bookkeeping for my business.
That is great. You know, one little endorsement like this keeps you quite busy. It really can. Okay, you got anything else going? That's exciting.
The 20th of this month, I'm holding another workshop through the Chamber of Commerce for sales training. That's their Grow Their Business luncheon that they have once a month. It's an hour and a half presentation. I think 45 minutes of that time is mine to do some sales training.
Okay, you going to use the outline for the PowerPoint, the sales training one?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. How many people are going to be there?
They average about 60 people to those luncheons.
That's excellent. Well, you really are doing everything it takes. You're out there doing it, and some people may call you lucky, but we both know it has nothing to do with luck, but you're making it happen. I'm excited for you.
Have you started getting word of TAN developing in your area?
T-A-N?
T-A-N.
No, what is TAN?
I think I mentioned it to you. It's a networking group. TAN stands for the Art of Networking, and you can read about their information on theartofnetworking.com. This started here in the Scottsdale area about a year ago. If you go out there under the meetings tab on that website, you'll actually see all the locations that we have meetings out here on the valley. It's going to be a busy month for me. I'm really excited. I'm the only male host of this networking group, and I just developed this networking group out here in Queen Creek because it's an untapped resource right now. It's a developing city, so I said, let's get out here and let's get my name established with Queen Creek. So I'll be hosting that group, but last month they held the first one in Los Angeles, and this is a group that's looking to go national. It's similar to the BNIs, except it's not BNIs. It's a free networking group. They don't have the one-per-industry limitations. The only thing it costs is a business card, and it's just a patio group. You get together, and you just develop relationships.
That's excellent. Well, you'll see, as this letter goes out, your cold call prospecting hopefully can really eliminate, and you could start working all through referrals, so you won't have the pain like you were having at first going out there cold. That's just at the beginning until you get going. You understand
right.
that? And don't forget about your referrals. Your happy customers or the clients you're working with, always ask for those warm referrals because it's so much easier to go that route.
Absolutely.
And as you work with the chiropractor, you document everything because then all the work's done one time and then you can do a vertical market. You can go after other chiropractors and piggyback off of the stuff you've done for this chiropractor and the success he's had. And then it's just a cookie cutter. All the work's done. It's just using the testimonial and the referral from this chiropractor and just going to the next one. And then it'll take a lot less time and implementing the projects because you'll have a good understanding of the market.
Correct. Early on in my process of learning this, if I remember correctly, Richard had stated that he'll usually only work with 6 clients at a time. Is that what you're finding is about the max that a consultant can deal with?
You know, it's subjective. There's no real answer for that. I think as you get better and more efficient, like for instance, let's say you had your chiropractor thing and all the work was done, you could probably work with more than that because all the work's done, you see?
Right.
But if you're in different markets and you have more research, and it just all depends. You just do whatever you're comfortable with. There's no rule. If you're comfortable with 1 or 2 at a time or 3 at a time, do that. You're going to know where your limit is because you still have a life other than that, too.
Well, excellent. I appreciate your time.
All right, no problem. If you're stuck on anything, call me. I'll get Richard on the phone, and we'll go into it in more depth like we did last time.
I appreciate it.
Okay, keep doing it and keep in touch.
Will do.
Okay, bye, Kevin. That's the end of this update with Kevin Fort. Stay tuned as I keep a real-life account of Kevin Fort's success as he builds his consulting practice as an HMA consultant. Enjoy.